This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, December 1st. Well, we had a strong day in the wheat space yesterday. Chicago leading the way higher. Minneapolis actually started out a little bit weaker and put in a new low for this sell-off, and then it reversed up. So we're seeing those spreads kind of come back into alignment as well. KC and Minneapolis had surged against Chicago, and we're seeing that correct just a little bit. So it does look like we're catching a bit of an updraft in wheat. Corn is stable. Soybeans getting some strength on a stronger crude oil market, and also some positive data coming out of the biofuels reports. The EIA reporting yesterday that U.S. Bean oil use for biofuels at 934 million pounds last month was up 20% over last year. For corn, however, not as much of a bullish report in the biofuel sector. Ethanol production last week was 299 million gallons. That was down 7 million gallons from the prior week, and it's down 2% from where we were a year ago. Last week, gasoline consumption was down 5% from last year at 8.32 million barrels. So we see that stocks for ethanol are building a bit. We're at 964 million gallons as of Friday. That's up 5 million gallons from the previous week, and it's up 13% over a year ago. So ethanol profits had been huge during the summer and late summer, early fall. So they've continued that aggressive production, but gasoline consumption has declined. And so we're starting to see stocks build. And the fear is that, ethanol production is going to have to slow down. And that obviously is not a bullish development for the corn space. So we've got that leaning on corn. For corn too, we also see that Brazil continues to be a major exporter. Ukraine continues to be a major exporter. And the crop conditions in Brazil are just fantastic. And the potential for record production for both corn and soybeans is huge. So the market is bracing for that. I think it's going to wait, because last year about this time we had a similar situation, and then it turned dry and things fell apart for production. This year I think the market is just holding tight until we get deeper into December, probably into early January, before the market feels comfortable with what the Brazilian crop will be. And if it's still in this kind of shape, I think you're going to see a notable drop in corn and soybean prices, just bracing for that big crop coming out of South America. And that's going to come, I think, at the same time that you're going to see a lot of farmers selling here in the United States after January 1, primarily just for tax reasons. That's a normal seasonal pattern anyway. But I think this year in particular, we came into this year pretty comfortable with the financial position in farmers. And so at harvest time, we saw very little crop moving to town. Some of that was because of very poor basis levels, but still the bins are full around the countryside. And, guys are going to have to generate some cash. You've got interest rates rising. Operating loans are going to be more expensive. So my guess is you're just going to see more grain come to town. And that will happen after the first of the year, right about the same time we're feeling comfortable with what South America's crop is. So, or at least Brazil's crop. Argentina, we're not very comfortable there yet. It continues to be dry. Plantings are being delayed because of that. They still have time. They still have, a good 3 weeks before it gets late for plantings for them. So there's still time to get those crops in, but it delays the harvest and it stretches it out deeper into the spring and summer. I think that by the middle of December, we'll have a better idea of what the potential there is too, at least to get the crops started. Now, the forecast does call for more heat to come into the key parts of Argentina over the next 10 days or so. But the chances of rain are also increasing as we get further into December. It does look like La Nina is fading, and that alone should help bring in some more weather systems across Argentina. So while Brazil looks just about as good as they could hope to look, Argentina not quite so much, but there is a pretty good chance that things will improve weather-wise across much of Argentina. In Australia, they're trying to get that crop harvested, barley and wheat in particular. They're making good progress. The weather has improved across the eastern seaboard there. The yields are better than expected from what we're hearing. Quality is about what we expected to see. Test weights are down, protein is down because of all the rain and all the flooding. Fields are still kind of wet, so it's slow going for them, but they are managing to move along. So harvest is going to be stretched out. Normally you're pretty close to being done by the end of December. That's going to, I think, stretch out well into January this year. We are seeing very little wheat coming in that's grading prime hard white wheat that's primarily grown northern New South Wales and in Queensland. And of course, that's where so much of the heavy rain was. So we're seeing very, very little high quality wheat coming out of that region. In the West, Western Australia, which grows about 45% of the total crop and where most of Australia's exports come from, that crop looks fine. They never really had the excessive rain and the flooding, and that harvest is moving along quickly. So I would expect that, you know, that from an export perspective, Australia will be pretty much on a normal seasonal pattern, because again, the major export region is fine, and harvest is moving along pretty much unimpeded in the western part. Part of the problem, again, you know, going back to the east where all the flooding was, is the infrastructure damage that was done by the heavy rains and the flooding. We're hearing about roads breaking up, a lot of potholes happening because of the softness underneath in the roadbeds. So obviously that's going to be a pretty big problem. It's just going to slow everything down. It won't change the bigger picture of a big crop coming out of Australia. There will have more feed wheat available, and so we'll see a bit more feed grain coming into the world pipeline, but it's just going to take longer to get things done, get things back on track. In Russia, getting some reports about the harvest there and the winter grain planting. Winter wheat plantings so far are about 17.6 million hectares. That compares to 18.3 at this point last year. Some of the slowness is caused by poor weather in the central region, and much of that is just some rain coming, which is delaying some of the harvests of your summer crops. Corn harvest at 63%. Yields are better than last year by about 6%. Sunflower harvest is running about 74% complete. Yields are up 13% over last year. Soybean harvest running about 92% done. Yields are up 15% over last year. So pretty much everywhere you look across Russia, it's been a bin buster crop. Wheat, of course, was off the charts for production running. The private estimates in Russia are about 100 million tons, which is 15 more million tons more than what their previous record was. It's just enormous crop. USDA still hasn't pegged at 91. I would imagine they'll start to creep that number higher, but still, it's either way you look at it, it's a massive crop. And that appeared, you know, the weather was helpful to all the crops. It wasn't just the winter crops out of Russia. The summer crops benefited from the great growing conditions as well. So I think moving forward, the wheat market, you know, is carving out its seasonal low. Typically, we tend to sell off into the Thanksgiving time window, and then we start to rally up into the Christmas time window. And then as you get into the first couple weeks of January, usually the market comes under some pressure. And again, that's largely because of tax-related farmers selling. I would think you're definitely going to see that in corn and soybeans, probably wheat as well. So the U.S. dollar has taken a pretty big hit. So we're back to the lows that we put in here a couple weeks ago. That helps the U.S. in their export competitiveness. We're seeing, you know, this sell-off that we've had in U.S. futures, along with the weaker dollar, is making us quickly becoming more competitive with France, at least. Their values have come down as well. Russia, interestingly, despite all the aggressive exports they've done, their FOB offers have remained steady. Ukraine has dropped a little bit. So it's making the U.S. really start to have a shot at some of these tenders, and I think that's going to help support the market. I think we're, if we're not done on the downside, we got pretty close to it. We might take one more stab down, see what we get, try to test those lows from mid-August. But still, I think the market has generally found the low end of its trading range, and that we'll be basing here and start to move our way higher as we work our way through December. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.